You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got tons of reaction to the speech from President Joe Biden last night. We will discuss that with the Independent Women's Forum's Kelsey Bowler and also former Press Secretary Sean Spicer, the host of Spicer & Company on Newsmax. But we'll also check on New York with Councilman Joe Borelli and something for your Fitness Thursday. It's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, stay here.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
America is on the move again.
What do you think, deer wearing Kevlar vests?
We have to do more than just build back better. We have to build back.
We have to do more than build back better. We got to build back better. Last night was painful, friends. I'm sorry. When you have, you know, real orators in my lifetime, like Ronald Reagan, and you've got very entertaining people that have a very strong way of connecting with people, like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, when you have, some people said Barack Obama was a great speech giver. And I think there's some truth to in terms of his oratory skills. Last night, oh, my goodness, it was like put the fork through my temple now. Like there was and if you watch the faces of the senators that were in the chamber, it kind of felt that way for most of them, too. Anyway, welcome to Thursday. We've got a lot to get to. He is the host of Spicer and Company on Newsmax, which is reinventing what fair and balanced news looks like on television. And we're so honored to have the former press secretary, Sean Spicer. He was also the head of communications for the RNC for a long time. Communications is his business. He understands it. And Sean, always good to have you. You're the author of that bestseller, Leading America, as well. I got to ask you, just on the perfunctory level of a guy trying to convince the world that he's not sleeping through his Jell-O serving every day at 2 p.m. in the old folks' home, Joe Biden had a hard time selling last night from where I sat. What did you see coming through your television to you?
Well, it's always good to be with you, Kevin. I think, you know, I hate to say this, but just kind of if you want to be objective about this, you got to remember who he was talking to last night. It wasn't me and you. It was the far left, right? And these are people that he has been selling as, I'm going to be the most progressive president ever. And if you are honest about this, he was the most progressive president ever last night.
Sure.
He made it very clear. And I think that, you know, as far as I was concerned, he sold it. If you are on the far left, you want government to get massive, you want, then what he did last night, you should be very happy with. I mean, I get it. I saw what he did last night. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he sold it, to the folks on the far left. I think that they've been asking for this for a long time, not just in terms of government spending, but government invasion in our lives, the Equality Act,
right,
the voting stuff, all of these things they've been waiting forever for. And he gave them exactly what they wanted.
Well, he gave them the laundry list, that's for sure. And especially on guns.
You're right. It was actually, that's the best way of putting it. It was a laundry list.
And you know, typically the presidents kind of use this occasion, do they not, Sean, to kind of lay out what it is that they want to do. But the thing is, he's been in office now for 100 days. This is the latest we've ever gotten, you know, a State of the Union from the president. And he's done so much in the 100 days. And I think for people that weren't the far left, and that may be the slightly left of center, that might be the middle, that might be the slightly right of center, that might be the right, that might be the far right. All of those groups felt like he was talking about a different country last night. And every time that Kamala and Nancy rose to their feet, it was always over something that you had to scratch your head and say, that's not what America is all about. I'm wondering how effective it was to people that didn't already agree with them on all those topics.
Well, clearly, I don't think it was very effective at all. But again, Kevin, I don't think he wasn't talking to people like you and me that believe in a limited government, that believe that, you know, you go out there and you work hard, you try to do the best you can, and you provide for yourself, you make your family, you try to do better for the next generation. You want to do well to not only do for yourself, but to give back to others and make your community better. I mean, this was about the rise of government. 1996, Bill Clinton said the era of government that was gone. And last night, it returned with a roar.
Yeah. No, he even tried to associate the idea of big government being what the founders intended in the Constitution and in the Declaration when they used the phrase "we the people," which I'm pretty sure he was twisting a bit. I mean, in terms of accountability, yeah, we the people, you answer to us, but literally making government speak on behalf of the people was never anything that I felt like the founders had intended it to be.
No. I was sort of sitting back last night and watching some of the reaction and thinking to myself, I think probably very similar to what you were saying, which is this, I mean, this is not, I kept thinking to myself, like, this is not what I think most people would define as the role of government. And I just don't know how else to put it, because I looked at this and I kept saying to myself, like, are we in different planets? But I guess we are in some ways.
Yeah. Well, and he landed the plane on all of the items that he wants to get done. But to be candid, Trump put 300 judges on the bench in 4 years and two on the Supreme Court or three on the Supreme Court. And he's got an opportunity to continue those judges, that kind of backstop accountability still has the opportunity to knock down a lot of the stuff that Biden's pushed through. Let's face it. None of that stuff he was talking about last night has gone through the legislative process. Most of the stuff that he bragged about, you know, doing or intends to do, he's planning on doing with executive orders that I think in many instances are going to be challenged before they ever have a chance to take effect. Now, their counter to that is pack the court. So what happens with middle America? Does middle America hear last night get the hairs on the back of their neck standing up and saying, no, we got to stop this. This is nonsense.
Yeah, to some extent. But here's the thing. So they one of the things that President Trump always sort of reinforced to all of us was, I have a limited amount of time to do as much as I can, right? Whether it was going to be 4 years or eight, right? I think that they saw that after President Trump lost a Republican House, his ability to get almost anything that wasn't done through executive action done was brought down to zero. In fact, we started doing impeachment investigations, the two I's. What they are doing is recognizing that they probably won't have a House of Representatives, a majority for much longer, right? The next midterms between redistricting and everything else and their wacko policies.
That's the assumption, yeah. If they can't cheat, that's what they'll get.
So fair enough. So what they're going to do is get as much as they can done in that time. That's it. Point blank. And so I just think that my point is that I think they get it, which is this is they have a limited amount of time, so get as much as you
make,
can.
Make hay while the sun shines. It. Yeah. So
exactly.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think is happening in the halls of Mar-a-Lago and in Congress and in other places where Republicans are gathering and saying what our strategy should be? It can't just be we put all of our eggs in our basket till 2022 and pray that that begins to turn the tide. We've got to do we start getting activists on Congress now and encouraging people to, you know, to harangue senators and congressmen and say, no, you represent us. You got to represent our thoughts, because this is the smallest margin that a majority party has had in a really long time. One vote in the Senate and what is it, six or eight votes in the House? I mean, this is not a mandate type of Congress at all.
No, it's thin, but it doesn't matter. They're gonna twist every arm that they had to. I mean, and they'll get it done. I mean, I'm convinced about it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be something that we need to stay engaged in. We need to watch, because everything that was in that agenda last night pretty much more or less violates traditional constitutional norms. And that's something that Sean will be covering on his show every weeknight on Newsmax. Sean, what do you got on tonight's big show?
We got Montana Governor Greg Gianforte to talk about the gun stuff, but then obviously we're going to break down with several members of Congress the speech, not just the speech that Biden laid out, but obviously the response that Tim Scott gave. So it's I think we're going to really cover this in deep in terms of analysis of what we said, but like the questions you're asking, what's going to get passed or not. So big show to break it all down.
And what can we do about it? That's Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax. Check your local listings for channel and showtime. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. We love to give you a firsthand response from a very real question from a very real person to the very real Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan every single very real week. Mike, this week's question comes from Alexa. She's from Sunset Park. She said, do I have to open a probate case after mother's death? She had very little. I don't understand the point. Also, who needs to be notified beyond the obvious, like banks and insurance? Signed, Alexa. Mike Connors.
Well, the point is, if you don't have somebody's name on your accounts, it goes through court, it goes through probate. If you don't have a will, it goes through court administration. So that's the point, because how else do they know? How does the bank know who to pay it over to? But and who has to be notified? Each person who's your next of kin by law has to be notified. So if you have children, all of your children, if one of your children passed away, grandchildren. If you don't have children, grandchildren, you're not married, you know, your brothers and sisters, nephews and nieces, whatever. In some cases, a lot of people have to be notified. That's why you want to avoid probate. You avoid probate by having somebody else's name on the accounts.
And that's something that you can establish long before the terrible day comes. And friends, take care of it now. In fact, call Connors and Sullivan and ask them all about probate, all about trusts, all about getting everything put in place so that you've planned properly when that moment comes. Here's the number, 718-238-6500. They have offices conveniently located in five locations throughout the tri-state. You should call them. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And be listening as Mike Connors answers more of your questions on his own broadcast, Ask the Lawyer, on AM 570 and FM 102.3 The Mission, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10. Straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect ratings and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit calamine.com or call 718 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
The worst pandemic in a century. After just 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again.
Yeah. Following the game plan that was left for you, all you had to do was come in and pick up what Trump was doing, and you were going to get to your vaccine distribution, which somehow you still kind of muffled, and a bunch of other things. All you had to do was just do what they had left for you. But I'm glad that in the 100 days hence, he feels like America's on the move. You know, before the pandemic, we were beyond on the move. We were on fire. The economy was on fire. Our enemies were on the run. The global community in deep respect for where we were headed. And now we're just on the move. So I guess that's progress in Joe Biden's world. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's bounce off some of these things with Kelsey Bowler, who is back with us. She was away last week with her beautiful family, enjoying some springtime sun. And she is back with us, of course, senior strategist at the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, you wrote in today's Bright email all about kind of the humorous COVID restrictions that the audience was required to follow last night. And all you had to do was see that shot of Mitt Romney in the balcony or Ted Cruz nearly putting himself to sleep, breathing into his mask, to understand how ridiculous it looked to the rest of the country, especially 2 days after the CDC said that, we're doing better.
Right. This was a huge missed opportunity for leadership on the vaccine front and to demonstrate that Americans do have confidence in the vaccine. We have to remember that members of Congress had access to the vaccine very early on, far earlier than the vast majority of us. So they have been fully protected, and yet they have been walking around with masks outdoors. And then yesterday at President Biden's joint address, every member of Congress couldn't even show up because they decided they still need to social distance and wear masks. This was just a huge demonstration of anti-science. It doesn't express any sort of vaccine confidence, and it just demonstrated how fundamentally unserious this administration is. If we want to return to normal, we have to show Americans that we can get there. You know, this is a very select few special group of people who have had the privilege to be fully vaccinated, and there's no reason they couldn't be sitting shoulder to shoulder during this address. And yet, you know, I was laughing because I am not vaccinated yet, and I just returned from Florida flying on an airplane where United packed me shoulder to shoulder with strangers sitting next to me. So the government is telling me it is okay for me to sit on a very tightly packed plane for hours when I am unvaccinated, but it is not okay for fully vaccinated members of Congress to sit for 1 hour in a chamber to hear the President of the United States speak.
It was it would be comical if it wasn't so sad. And really, I think damaging to your point. There's already vaccine hesitancy in the mix in terms of the public. And this just goes further to reinforce that.
Right. And America is supposed to be the world leader. We were ahead of the race for vaccines in terms of development and distribution. And we could have sent a message to the entire world about what life can look like once Americans, you know, reach herd immunity, are fully vaccinated. And so this was, you know, unfortunate, in my opinion, and a continuation of the denial of science from the administration that claims to be pro-science.
Right. Well, we know on multiple levels that they aren't. Let's shift gears to another story that you wrote about, which is the CDC. And, you know, I spoke with Dr. Nicole Sapphire on my Wednesday evening broadcast this week. And she went into some detail as an attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering. She has very strong opinions about the Johnson & Johnson pause and why it might have been necessary for like a half second, but that it lasted way too long and should have never been put into the kind of importance category that it was. And it turns out they actually tried to mute some doctors that were pointing out the same things that Dr. Sapphire did. What happened with this researcher from Harvard?
Yes, this was a very unfortunate case reported by the Federalist, Joy Pullman. I encourage everybody to read it. What happened is Dr. Martin Holdruff, who is from Harvard Medical School and really one of the world leaders on vaccine safety, was previously on the advisory committee for vaccine safety as part of the CDC. But after he publicly disagreed with the agency's decision to pause the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, he was kicked off of that committee. I thought the CDC's email that they sent to him was very interesting. The CDC doctor, Amanda Cohen, said, "We understand and appreciate that VAST, VAST members have personal opinions, and we do not object to the expression of those opinions." So, you know, theoretically, they don't object. However, she stated, "We expect members to be objective and devoid of any appearance of bias. Therefore, the CDC is respectively ending your membership on VAST effective today." So, you know, on one hand, she's saying, "You are a medical expert. We don't object to you expressing your opinions. But if you express those, you are going to be kicked off of this committee." Of course, the CDC arrived to the same conclusion that this doctor was expressing 4 days after he expressed it, and yet nothing happened. Kevin, if this story happened under the Trump administration, I have no doubt that 60 Minutes would already be writing its script to be airing this weekend. But because it happened under the Biden administration, you know, you're not hearing much about it. But I do encourage everybody to go read this story over at The Federalist.
Yeah, Joy Pullman, a regular voice here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and she does great work. So go and read that. And friends, the main point of most of this is, if you have been vaccinated, which medical professionals still recommend is the best way for us to get to herd immunity, you're more or less safe. So take that mask off, particularly outside. That's what the CDC says now. But increasingly, if you have had your full vaccination, you're safe indoors as well. And we've got to start pushing back, because if we don't, Kelsey, I think they're going to make us live like this for a long time to come. And I don't think we need to, nor should we. It's done too much damage. Anyway, Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate it.
Thank you.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women: talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product this May after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, yet to come on today's edition is Fitness and Wellness Day, and very honored to have Voss Chiodella joining us before we are done with some tips on how to get in better shape, whether you're 6 or 60. We'll be doing that before we're done. And then I've got some more thoughts on Biden and company before we're finished as well. That's all coming up. But first, I want to turn to Joe Borelli, who is the minority whip for the Republicans on the city council in New York City. Yes, if you're outside the New York City proper, you may scratch your head and say, there are Republicans on the city council in New York? Yes. Now, they all come from places like Staten Island, but they are there. There are one or two of them, and Joe Borelli is one of them, and we're always honored to have him with us. Councilman, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
This is my favorite show. Thank you.
The city. Whoa, let's grab that tape. Hey, the city is in the throes of a mayoral race, and it looks like on the outside it's a complete circus because you got like 155 different candidates running for the Democrat nomination. You've got a few less than that on the Republican side. But there's no real telling who's going to take. I mean, and it's a former presidential candidate that seems to have the polling lead right now. So I don't know what to make of any of this. But yesterday, the big talk was, oh, former comptroller Scott Stringer, he had a date that went bad once a few years ago. And we stand with the girl because she said he touched me when neither one of them were married. She wasn't an actual intern. They were both of age. You know, yeah, there's a 10 years difference or whatever, but I'm trying to see how this is anything different than what's at, you know, on an average day in page six somewhere. What's your take on that?
Well, I think your initial reaction that it's a circus is probably the most accurate take on what the mayor's race looks like, but more so because New York City is implementing its ranked choice voting system for the first time.
Yes.
So if no one gets 50%, which nobody will in the first round, the people at the bottom, their supporters start giving up their number two and number three choices until someone gets to that 50% number. So this Scott Stringer thing is not relevant, and to be cynical, I guess, it's not really relevant in the sense of what actually happened on some rainy Thursday night in 2012 or whatever, 2001, I think it was. What's more important is that Stringer, who's considered the far left leading candidate, he's actually had some of his major leftist supporters, Jessica Ramos, a state assemblywoman, Julia Salazar, a state senator. These are very powerful people in New York City's far left movement. They have pulled back from their endorsement of Stringer. And that means that their support is going to go somewhere else. And perhaps their voters, their base, their wacky followers and acolytes, they might start listing new people as their one and two and three choice instead of Stringer. So that might empower one of the other far left candidates to get more votes. That's why it's relevant.
Well, and to be honest, I had forgotten about the ranked choice voting mechanism. And you're exactly right. That's going to add to the circus even more so because it is going to be the tallying of the lower votes that turn into, you know, who gets that additional and do they get there. And with ranked choice voting, Joe, I just want to make sure. Is it likely that because of the way they lay it out, this will eliminate any need for a runoff? Because by the time they figure out the second and third choices, you will get to a 50% threshold before the election day is done.
Correct. And the Democratic Party has in its rules but runoffs. So this does, for their party, make it somewhat better or somewhat different to have sort of the results instantly. For the Republicans, we never had runoff elections in our primary, so
gotcha.
This is a totally new dynamic for us on our side. We're going to have to see how it plays out.
Gotcha. All right. And if there's only two candidates, which it seems like right now there's only two primary candidates in the Republican circle, that's going to be fairly simple. One of them is going to get to 50%. Hey, the city's opening for full July 1st. Now, a lot of people are saying this is a little bit late in coming, but as a city councilman, you got to be thrilled with this.
Yeah, look, the summer of Bill, you know, although Mayor Cuomo had a press conference today, so I'm sure he said something that undermined what Bill de Blasio said. The two of them are pretty predictable. But look, you know, some people, we can sit here and say it's too late, it's not enough, it doesn't go further enough. But I'm just happy that Bill de Blasio has now put sort of a date certain, even though it is July 1st, on we're going to reopen. Well, our restaurants are open, our bars, our stadiums, our nightlife, our Broadway, all that stuff is opening. Mask you might still have to wear, but at this point, you know, I don't want to say that perfect's the enemy of good. You know, let's just be happy and move forward because I'm fundamentally sick of this as you are and so are most people.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of Governor Cuomo, you just mentioned him. What do we know the latest about in terms of his problems?
Well, speaking of circus, send in the clowns, I guess you could really say. You know, the governor was the subject of another bombshell New York Times. And I know we like to poo-poo the New York Times quite often, but they do have some really engaging investigative journalists. And one of the things that they've engaged and investigated was Cuomo's nursing home scandal. And it turns out that his top aide, the secretary to the governor, the number two of the state, was deeply involved in rewriting and squashing reports that ran contrary to what the state was reporting on nursing home deaths and the cause.
Oh, so surprised that the cover-up. So surprised that they worked harder to get the cover-up done than we originally thought. Shocking. All right, Councilman,
Kevin.
Always appreciate your time and for this little rundown on what's going on in the city and the state. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-459-2272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find a retail location. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical trials. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Resveratrol Max now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey everyone, it's Debbie Biskey from the Bridge Women's Center, and I am super excited for our second annual gala on May 13th at the Meadowood in Randolph, New Jersey. The state of New Jersey is opening up more and more, and we anticipate additional capacity will be opened up as we get closer to the event. Our keynote speaker is Governor Mike Huckabee, a huge pro-life advocate. So join us to celebrate life and help support our pro-life mission to raise funds for our second mobile unit. You don't want to miss the event, so go buy your tickets at bridgewomencenter.com, and I'll see you on May 13th.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. The Bridge Women's Center gives support to women and families with unintended pregnancies. They also provide support after birth and counseling. Be sure to attend the Women's Gala on May 13th to support the Bridge Women's Center and buy tickets to the benefit. COVID guidelines will be followed. Go to bridgewomencenter.com. That's bridgewomencenter.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on Thursdays, we set the newspaper down because we cover, you know, breaking news, what it means, why it matters, the rest of the show. But here on the backside of the show, we delve into things that affect your life. So we talk about parenting, we talk about finances, we talk about technology. And on Thursdays, we talk about fitness and health and wellness. And I'm grateful for all the people that have contributed over time to this segment. And for today, I thought, you know, we had an 82-degree temperature day yesterday. And at the place where I do most of my fitness work, they have been reminding us that the pool is opening in just X number of days before before it's open. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great for if you were 6 to 60 years of age, if I could get someone in today to talk about some simple things that if you've been in lockdown, if you've been under cold weather constraints, if you've been you kind of shut in for the last, you know, 15 years or so it's felt like, maybe there's a few simple things that you could do to feel better about your fitness and to start start moving, literally get your body going for this spring and summer. So I'm very honored to have Vas Chaldela joining us today. She is one of the yoga teachers at Lifetime Power Yoga at the Lifetime Athletic Fitness in Bergen County. And Voss, full disclosure, has on occasion had me in her class. Always want to make sure people understand if there's some conflict of interest there. Voss has, well, she's made me do the down dog and a few more push-ups than I've wanted to do from time to time. And I'm glad that she's done that. Anyway, Voss, it's fun to have you on the radio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you for having me. Happy to join you today.
When you saw that sunshine breakout yesterday, did you think like everybody else did and go, oh, man, life is starting to come back?
100%. I mean, I just wanted to stick a straw into that blue sky and drink it up every minute of it for sure.
Yeah. Well, and sadly, because of the pandemic and because of the kind of lockdowns and shutdowns procedures that we've had to be under for the last, you know, 18 months, it's been a really hard time. And people have, if you've done any amount of reading, you know that people have really struggled with other forms of sickness and illness because they have not been as active and they have not gotten out. So you deal with, you know, dozens upon dozens of students each week. What are some things that people could do beginning today that could start to kind of change that outlook for them going into this spring season?
Right, Kevin. So we have been kind of isolated and closed in for the past year and change. And so I say spring is in full bloom right now. Summer is on the horizon. So if you can find certain days where you can take your fitness outdoors, be it your yoga facility or any fitness facility, start kind of hunt and pecking who and what is teaching some of your favorite fitness classes outdoors. I know here at Lifetime Athletic Bergen County, Lucy, our yoga director, and I, we are looking adamantly for the weather to find those days where we can take our yoga practice outside. Even you know, yoga in the park starts to spring up in your community. So look around for your, you know, local community, ask your town borough, check your even library sometimes knows when certain your local library can tell you when certain fitness classes like Zumba in the park, different things that you can get your fitness outdoor, even if it's taking your yoga mat outside with a couple hand weights and doing some stretching. Or how about gardening? Gardening is a beautiful activity that can kind of get you moving and keep you active for a couple hours.
But the point is to be moving. It's to
moving,
get the
yeah.
limbs going. And the outside, I'm guessing, Voss, is the advantage is vitamin D and some of that good fresh air that we've been hearing about that we need in our lungs and so forth.
Absolutely. The health benefits are incredible. Like you said, the vitamin D from the sun and just getting maybe out of your comfort zone too, right? You've been doing a fitness routine indoors, whether it's home or facility, and just moving it outdoors kind of shifts things a little bit in a really good way. And again, getting out of your comfort zone, doing outdoors, maybe you've never hiked before, grab a group of friends and go for a hike. Or how about a local lake? Maybe they're offering a stand-up paddleboard class and you've never done that. So you could do a lot of really cool, adventurous, get a little adventurous.
Great way to watch Kevin plop into the water. Yeah, go paddleboarding with him.
Stand-up paddleboard yoga, it's a thing, and I think that you would do amazing in it.
So, okay, so get outside, get moving. What's a couple of more that you got?
Another one that I have is music, right? Have a go-to playlist that gets you in the zone. You know, music has a profound effect on your mood, your emotions, just your overall nervous system. So having a playlist that gets you up and going and into that groove and zone, I think is is number one for sure.
And that's going to be different from person to person, because some people are going to, you know, they're going to put on their speed metal and others are going to put on jazz, and it could be whatever speaks to you in between. But this is great. Get outside, get some tunes going. What's one more?
One more would be, and this is maybe like a two for one. So my first part of the next one would be get rest, right? An adequate amount of sleep, maybe a nap in the middle of the day. I know that sounds a bit mundane, but if you get a decent amount of rest, then you have the energy to really exert yourself, show up for yourself in your fitness the following day. With that said, maybe choose a recovery day, right? A day where you're not so much not doing anything, but you are participating in active rest.
I've noticed on a personal level where if I try to do too many days in a row of the heavier, you know, cardiovascular or just even mild workouts, but if I do them too many days in a row and don't give myself rest, then I end up with additional soreness and some other things that I think when I have those recovery times that it seems to work out a lot better, and I feel much more consistently well through the time.
Absolutely. And like I said, for somebody like myself who loves to move and be on the go, rest is not something I do that often. And so I do carve out certain days. And like I said, I like to be on the move and on the go. So active rest for me might mean just a brisk walk, with my pup or my kids or a friend. It also might mean just taking a meditation class. I mean, there's some amazing apps out there for meditation for those that have never really tapped into it or aren't sure about it. Ton of free content that is fully guided, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You choose the time, you choose your guide, and just sitting with yourself, not really moving the physical body, but you're kind of working in. It's not really a workout, but it's a work in. So you're getting something done in those moments where you just need to kind of chill out. So do not forgo a day of recovery.
Great stuff.
Up and ready. Yeah.
So get outdoor, get some music, and take active rest. Three simple steps, if you're 6 to 60, you can take to start making your fitness better right now. Vaz Chaldela of Lifetime Power Yoga, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin. Thank you. Appreciate
it. And if
it.
You want to follow her on Instagram, it's VCIALDELLA, and you can follow her there. And then, of course, the Lifetime has their Instagram handles as well. You can follow all of them. Kevin McCullough coming back with my final thought of the day next. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. To re-enter the United States as an American citizen, you must prove you're COVID-free. But when it comes to illegal immigrants, the rules are different. House Democrats blocked a proposed law that would require them likewise to test negative before they're released into our country by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now take California. There's a mask mandate in place and businesses can't operate at full capacity. But on Oscar night, there the movie stars were laughing it up, maskless, on television for all to see. Illegal immigrants and movie stars may operate at opposite ends of the social spectrum, but there's one thing they have in common. They enjoy the ruling party's favor, so they get to disregard the rules that govern the rest of us. This is the way the system operates in socialist countries. The elected, selected, connected, and protected operate with special dispensation from the government. The rest of us are bullied and oppressed by government. It isn't supposed to be this way in America. I'm Carol Platt Liebau.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And every single day, doing all we can to help boost your ability to think clearly about the world in which you live and use the tools that that clear thinking give you in order to make the world a better place as you live in it. That's the ultimate goal of what we do at Kevin McCullough Radio. And so I'm so thankful that you are able to join us and be here each weekday. Now, last night, the president did his thing. He gave his address to a very empty chamber. The echoing in the room, just I couldn't get over that. It just really bothered me. But anyway, then afterwards, you know, the Republicans, the party that's not in power, are allowed to make a rebuttal speech, which they did. Tim Scott, the African-American Republican senator from South Carolina, was the man tapped to do that. And he gave a very effective position for what his party stands on and believes in. And I thought did a very good job of making rational sense of what why he disagrees with President Biden and where they draw some of those contrasts. And there was a day in this country where you could have those kinds of back and forth views of positions on things and think that, you know, it doesn't have to be personal or petty or even mean. It can simply be a different perspective, a different point of view, coming at it from a different place, if you will, in terms of worldview. But those days are behind us because we're not in those days anymore. Tim Scott, African-American from South Carolina, can't be a Republican or somebody who's even mildly right of center on something, because if he is, then he gets called racial slurs on Twitter. And Twitter, unlike what they did on January the 6th, when they deplatformed the president, they deplatformed myself, hundreds of thousands of other users that happened to be trying to discuss the facts of the day. Instead, last night, when Tim Scott was allowed, by the way, the only African-American senator in the Senate right now, when he was able to, I'm sorry, aside from Mr. Warnock, but when he was giving his speech, Twitter did not take down the trending hashtag Uncle Tim. See, Uncle Tim is a racist play on the whole thing called Uncle Tom, meaning that he was in some way a rebellious slave, not adhering to the plantation mentality that should be towing the message and line for the Democrats. It just mere disagreement, just mere difference of opinion in some way makes him vulnerable to the racist labeling Uncle Tim. And for all their discussions of how diverse Twitter wants to be, and for all of their discussions about how they have a social responsibility to have social commentary that is responsible on their platform, they didn't see anything wrong with saying that Uncle Tim was Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina. And what was his great crime? Why was he the rebellious slave? Because he didn't agree with the president. I'm Kevin McCullough. And that's sad. I'll see you next time.